Welcome to a new special deep dive of AI Unraveled. This podcast is created and produced by Etienne Newman, who's a senior engineer and, I love this part, a passionate soccer dad from Canada. If you're keen on understanding AI, I mean, its huge impact and how to navigate this, well, this whole fast-changing world, you're definitely in the right place. Oh, and please make sure to like and subscribe to AI Unraveled on Apple Podcasts. That way you'll catch all our future deep dives. You won't miss any insights. And speaking of deep dives, that's exactly what we do here on the Deep Dive. We take your sources, your research, notes, you know, all that stuff that can feel like a bit of an information avalanche sometimes. And we basically distill it. We pull out the most important bits, those key nuggets of knowledge, maybe some surprising facts. Think of it as like your shortcut to being really well informed, but without getting totally overloaded.
That's exactly right. Yeah, our aim isn't just, you know, giving you a summary. It's about pulling out those real aha moments. We want to help you get not just what the data is saying, but why it actually matters. Connecting those dots, making complex stuff feel, well, accessible, engaging, and hopefully genuinely useful for you.
Okay, so today we're plunging into some really fascinating and honestly super relevant research. It's a big study from Microsoft. And this deep dive is focusing on their analysis, which pinpoints, get this, 40 jobs most affected by AI, and maybe even more interesting, another 40 jobs that AI, well, for now anyway, it seems like it just can't touch.
Right. And our mission here for this deep dive is really to get beyond just the headlines you might have seen. We're going to unpack the data, dig into the findings, really get into the nuances of AI's impact now. And, you know, looking ahead on the job market, what's this study really telling us about work? And maybe more importantly, what does it actually mean for you, for your career path?
Okay. But before we dive into all those specifics, just a really important note for everyone listening. If you're serious, I mean really serious, about boosting your career, maybe getting certified in AI, you absolutely have to check out Etienne Newman's AI Certification Prep ebooks and audiobooks. These are like really comprehensive guides for certs like the Azure AI Engineer Associate, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification, AWS Certified AI Practitioner Study Guide, Azure AI Fundamentals, and the Google Machine Learning Certification too. Fantastic resources. You can find them at djamgatetech.com, Shopify, or Google Playbooks. Don't worry, we've put all the direct links right in the show notes for you.
Yeah, and to really help you bridge that gap from just theory to actually doing stuff, Etienne also put together the AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit. Mm-hmm. This is super practical. It's designed to help you start building with AI. It's got AI tutorial PDFs, more certification guides, and tutorials in audio and video formats, too. It's just a really valuable toolkit if you want to get hands-on. Again, links for that are in the show notes.
All right, so let's unpack these findings. They're pretty surprising in parts. We're starting with the jobs that, according to this big Microsoft study, have the lowest AI applicability score. These are the roles AI currently can't touch or, you know, really struggles with.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating when you look at these roles and the data, it's in table 4 of the study if you want to dig deeper, is you see this common thread, right? These jobs, they generally need really high levels of manual dexterity, often in like unpredictable physical places, mm-hmm. or they need deep human empathy, nuanced social skills, or they involve really complex, non-routine problem solving that AI, well, current AI just isn't really built for. You'll see the coverage and score metrics for these are really low.
Okay. Can you quickly explain those terms again? Coverage and score.
Oh, right. Good point. So coverage in this study, that basically means the proportion of actual tasks within a job that AI could potentially do. But score is a bit more nuanced. It's like AI's overall applicability to the whole job, thinking about automation, but also how AI could maybe help with the job, the augmentation potential. So a low score, like we see here, means very, very little AI applicability right now.
Got it. That distinction is super helpful. Okay, let's get into some specific examples then from that list. Phlebotomists jumps out right away. Coverage 0.06, score 0.03. That's tiny. I mean, obviously it's precision, but what are the other human skills there that make it so resistant?
That's a great question because it's way more than just being precise with a needle, right? A phlebotomist isn't just doing a mechanical task. They're constantly adapting to things they can't predict, like maybe a vein that rolls or calming down someone who's really nervous. Could be a kid, could be an adult. They had to spot subtle signs. If someone's feeling faint or having a reaction, AI is great with set rules, but it struggles with the huge variability of human bodies and reading those subtle emotional cues in the moment. It's really about adaptive skill and empathy.
That makes total sense. And sort of related, nursing assistants, also really low applicability. coverage 0.07, score 0.03. It really drives home that point about direct patient care, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's not just, you know, ticking off tasks like bathing or feeding. It's about providing actual comfort.
Yeah.
Noticing nonverbal signs of pain or distress, offering genuine companionship sometimes, and just responding with compassion when things get unpredictable, medically or emotionally. AI can process data, sure, but it just can't replicate that human presence, that intuitive understanding you need in caregiving.
Okay, and then there's embalmers. Same low metrics. Coverage 0.07, score 0.03. This one feels really unique. It's like this blend of highly technical skill with a huge amount of sensitivity.
Exactly. It's a very specific craft combined with profound human care. AI might mimic precise movements, maybe, but it has zero capacity for deep empathy or understanding grief or the kind of solemn ritualistic aspects of that role. It really operates at that intersection of, you know, technical skill and really deep human experience. Those uncomputable things we talked about.
Right. Okay. Shifting gears a bit, but still low scores. Supervisors of firefighters. Okay. Coverage 0.03, score 0.01. I mean, that's incredible. This has to be about decision-making under insane pressure, right? Mm-hmm. Life or death stuff.
Precisely. AI could maybe analyze a building plan or predict how a fire might spread based on models. But a fire supervisor, they're making dynamic, often split-second decisions in total chaos. They're leading people into danger, judging risk constantly, adapting to stuff like a sudden building collapse or a wind shift, making tough ethical calls about who to save first or how to use resources. It just demands this level of intuitive, experience-based judgment and leadership under extreme stress that AI can't even begin to touch.
Wow, yeah, that's crystal clear. And then you have roles like massage therapists. Coverage 0.01, score 0.01. I mean, that really hammers home the point about like actual physical touch and intuition, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Yeah, a massage isn't just some pre-programmed set of movements. It's totally personalized. It's responsive. It relies on incredibly subtle feedback through touch, sensing muscle tension intuitively, adjusting pressure, changing techniques based on how the client is reacting, even if they don't say anything. It's really an art form driven by human touch and understanding someone else's physical state.
And sticking with physical work, roofers. Coverage 0.02, score 0.01. You know, I had some work done on my roof last year, and watching them, it really struck me how much problem solving happens right there on the spot.
Exactly. Roofing is tough work, physically demanding, often pretty dangerous, and it changes hugely depending on the weather, the roof itself, the materials. Every single roof has unique challenges. Maybe there's unexpected rot under the shingles, tricky angles, structural issues nobody saw coming. The work involves constant improvisation, adaptation, solving problems in this really unstructured environment where things are always changing. AI just struggles massively with that kind of dynamic, unpredictable physical work.
And right at the very bottom, coverage 0.00, score 0.00, dredge operators. That's a fascinating one. Zero applicability, according to the study. What makes that job so AI-proof?
Well, this really highlights highly specialized heavy machinery operation, but in really unique and unpredictable settings, like underwater or reclaiming land. Dredge operators are constantly adjusting for things like currents, the type of mud or sediment they're moving, unexpected obstacles hidden underwater. Plus, they have to keep these massive machines stable on ground that might be shifting. It demands this incredible mix of physical control, spatial awareness, and making judgments in real time in these really unstructured, often hazardous conditions. Automated systems can work in control factories, sure, but not when every single variable is constantly changing like that.
So, okay, connecting all these examples, it seems really clear. Jobs needing that deep human connection or really fine motor skills combined with adaptive problem solving in messy, unpredictable environments, or jobs that require highly situational, nuanced judgment, those are the ones most resistant to AI right now. They seem intrinsically human, where specific cognitive, emotional stuff is just essential. So, well, what does this mean for you listening, for career longevity, for skill development? It really sounds like leaning into these uniquely human strengths is absolutely crucial, wouldn't you say? Okay, so if that's what AI can't easily do, let's flip it. Let's talk about the other side that jobs AI is already profoundly reshaping. This is where things get really, really interesting, I think. Let's shift focus now to the jobs with the highest AI applicability scores, according to Evil Tree in the Microsoft study. These are the roles AI is most likely to impact significantly. Maybe not replace entirely, but definitely transform.
That's right. And these jobs, they often involve tasks where AI, frankly, excels. Things like pattern recognition, processing huge amounts of data, synthesizing information, even generating content, handling structured communication. The high coverage and score numbers here tell us that AI can handle a big chunk of the routine or data-heavy parts of these jobs. It really acts like a powerful co-pilot.
Okay, let's look at some. Interpreters and translators are way up there. Coverage 0.98, score 0.49. Now, AI translation tools are getting pretty good, right? But what are the limits? Where does the human still fit?
Yeah, AI is amazing for literal translation, even handling some basic conversational stuff. But it really struggles with deep cultural context, you know, idioms, sarcasm, humor, and especially real-time complex interpretation in situations that are emotionally charged or super sensitive. The human interpreter gets the subtext, the unspoken meaning, and can adjust their delivery to really connect culturally. AI might give you the first draft, but the human provides that bridge of real understanding.
That's a really good distinction. Okay, how about historians? Coverage 0.91, score 0.48, that's high too. How does AI transform their work? It's not like AI can write history books, right?
Well, not the insightful ones. Think of AI as like an incredibly fast research assistant or a librarian or archivist. It can instantly find, catalog, cross-reference pretty much any digitized document or text. But the historian, they're the detective and the storyteller. They have to figure out conflicting accounts, understand the bias in old sources, critically judge the evidence, and then, crucially, they weave all those raw facts into a compelling narrative that helps us understand why things happened and maybe what it means for us now. That interpretive leap, the why, that's still very much human.
Okay, that makes sense. And that brings us to writers and authors. Coverage 0.84, score 0.45. AI can definitely churn out text, summarize things, even brainstorm, but what's missing? What's the human part?
Well, AI can generate text that's grammatically correct. Sure, it can even follow style instructions to some extent. But true human creativity, developing a really distinctive voice, conveying genuine emotional depth, telling a story that actually resonates with people on a deeper level, that's still our unique territory. AI can maybe provide the raw materials, like bricks, but the human author builds the cathedral, gives it meaning, gives it soul.
And this extends into business roles too, like sales representatives of services. Coverage, 0.84, score 0.46. AI can handle leads, maybe initial chats, but where does the human element still dominate?
AI is actually great for things like lead generation, handling those first customer contacts, answering common questions, maybe even some basic qualification. But the human touch, that's vital in complex negotiations, building real long-term relationships based on trust, understanding what a client needs, even if they don't say it directly, adapting your strategy on the fly in a real conversation. That's where the human sales rep is irreplaceable. It's about building genuine rapport. That's human.
Right. And what about news analysts, reporters, journalists? 0.81 coverage, 0.39 score. AI can gather data, maybe write basic reports, but surely the human side is critical here.
Absolutely critical. Yeah, AI can process news feeds super fast, summarize info, even draft simple factual reports. But human judgment, investigative skills to dig deeper, ethical considerations, especially with sensitive stories, and the ability to tell a nuanced story responsibly, those are completely non-negotiable human skills. A machine can give you facts, maybe, but a journalist builds trust and shapes understanding.
Okay, and even in really technical fields like data scientists, coverage 0.77, score 0.36. AI is core to their work, but you're saying it transforms, not replaces.
Exactly. I mean, AI can sift through mountains of data, find correlations, even suggest complex models way faster than any human could dream of. But the data scientist's crucial human role actually shifts. It becomes even more important in some ways. They become the architect of the analysis. They're the ones asking the right strategic questions in the first place, designing the experiments, critically evaluating AI's results for hidden bias or flaws, and maybe most importantly, translating those complex technical findings into clear, actionable strategies that business leaders who aren't data experts can actually understand and use. It's less about just crunching the numbers, more about strategic thinking and communication.
And one more, management analysts. Coverage 0.68, score 0.35. How does AI change things for them?
Well, AI can process vast amounts of company data to spot inefficiencies, maybe predict market shifts, or suggest ways to improve processes. But the human strategic thinking part, the nuanced problem solving that has to consider, you know, actual human behavior and company culture, and then actually implementing changes within a human team, motivating people, communicating, leading that change, that remains the absolute core of the management analyst's value. AI gives you the insights, the human drives, the actual transformation. So the really crucial takeaway here, I think, is that for so many of these roles, AI isn't coming in as a replacement. It's a tool, a really powerful tool for augmentation. It handles the repetitive stuff, the data-heavy listing, the predictable tasks, and that frees up humans, frees us up to focus on the higher-level stuff, the strategy, the creativity, the interpersonal connections, the emotional intelligence. It lets us do what we do best, elevate our game, really.
So for you listening, think about the opportunities this creates. Upskilling, adapting your career. It really sounds like learning how to effectively work with AI, seeing it as your co-pilot, is becoming just as vital as the traditional skills for your job. And hey, as you're thinking about that upskilling, about future-proofing your career, remember Etten Newman's AI certification prep resources, the ebooks and audiobooks, they are seriously top-notch. Whether you're aiming for Azure AI Engineer Associate, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader, AWS AI Practitioner, Azure AI Fundamentals, or Google Machine Learning Certification, these can really help boost your career. Find them at djamgattech.com, Shopify, or Google Playbooks. Again, links are in the show notes.
Yep, and don't forget the AI Unraveled Builders Toolkit from Etienne Newman. It's packed with practical stuff, AI tutorial PDFs, more certification guides, audio and video tutorials, really designed to help you get your hands dirty and start building with AI. Links for that toolkit are also right there in the show notes.
And here's something really important for any tech leaders or AI innovators tuning in, calling all AI innovators and tech leaders. If you're looking to really elevate your authority, reach a super engaged audience of AI professionals, researchers, decision makers, you should seriously consider becoming a sponsored guest right here on AI Unraveled. It's a fantastic chance to share your cutting edge work, your latest projects, your vision for AI's future in a dedicated interview spot. You can learn more about this thought leadership partnership, see the benefits for your brand, and apply over at https://djamgattech.com/103.hom/i-unraveled. Naturally, links in the show notes.
Okay, so let's try and connect all this to the bigger picture. If we look across all 80 of these occupations, the ones AI struggles with and the ones it's transforming, what are the common threads? What really emerges here? It's not just about tasks, is it? It's about a fundamental shift.
Yeah, I think we're definitely seeing some clear patterns, and they offer really crucial insights for your career path for anyone listening. First, it's the undeniable, enduring value of uniquely human skills. We're talking about real creativity, generating truly novel ideas, critical thinking that goes beyond just crunching data to understand context, bias implications, emotional intelligence, building trust, understanding people, complex problem solving, especially in messy, unpredictable situations, fine motor skills that need that nuanced touch and adaptability, and maybe above all, that empathetic human interaction. These aren't just soft skills anymore, are they? They feel more like our core strengths in an AI world. Second, there's definitely this shift happening, a move away from purely task-based work towards more human-centric roles. AI is clearly taking over the computable bits, the repetitive stuff, the data processing, pattern matching, anything you can really write down as an algorithm. And what that does is it frees humans up to focus on the uncomputable, the areas needing our unique thinking and feeling abilities. So it's less about being replaced, more about shifting our focus to where we add unique value. And third, yeah, the rise of AI literacy seems absolutely critical. It doesn't matter if you're a roofer or a data scientist, understanding basically how AI works, what it can and can't do, and crucially, how to use it effectively as a tool in your job that's going to be increasingly vital. It's not just for tech people anymore. It feels like it's becoming a foundational skill for pretty much everyone in the modern workforce, helping you work smarter, more strategically.
Which really brings up an important question for everyone listening, doesn't it? Instead of maybe worrying about being replaced, how can you proactively embrace AI? How can you see it as that powerful co-pilot we talked about? How can it enhance your productivity and allow you to specialize even more in those areas where human ingenuity, human connection really makes the difference? It's about using the tech to empower yourself, focus your energy where it counts the most.
So yeah, we really encourage you to think about your own job or the career you want through this specific lens. Where do your unique human skills really intersect with what AI can do? How can you become an expert right there in that intersection, mastering that art of human AI collaboration? That seems like the sweet spot. So this deep dive, it's really shown how AI isn't just, you know, cutting jobs out. It's fundamentally reshaping the whole professional world. It's creating brand new opportunities, and it's placing an even higher value on those distinctively human abilities that, well, that make us human.
Exactly. And as AI keeps evolving, keeps pushing the limits of what we thought was possible, here's maybe a final thought for you to chew on. What completely new job categories, things we can't even imagine right now, might pop up? Roles that perfectly blend human creativity and insight with AI speed and efficiency, creating totally novel career paths. That's the really exciting frontier we're heading towards, isn't it? And it's a future we all get to help shape. And just one more quick reminder for all the AI innovators and tech leaders listening. If you are keen to boost your authority and connect with this highly engaged audience, professionals, researchers, decision makers, and AI, remember that opportunity to be a sponsored guest on AI Unraveled. It's a great platform to share your insights, your vision, and really enhance your brand in the AI space. All the info on our thought leadership partnership is waiting for you in the show notes at https.djamgadtech.com/unraveled.
And that wraps up this deep dive. Thank you so, so much for joining us today. Please remember to check out Etienne Neumann's fantastic resources, the AI certification ebooks and audiobooks over at djamgate.com, Shopify, or Google Playbooks. And definitely take a look at the AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit. All those essential links you need, they're right there conveniently in the show notes. We really appreciate you tuning in. And please, if you haven't already, like and subscribe to AI Unraveled on Apple Podcasts. That way you won't miss our next deep dive.